many months ago, I started getting emails from concerned listeners who said, we think Richard Sauter's been arrested. And I went, nah. And then I started seeing some small little tidbits about a Richard Sauter being arrested at a base. And I said, can't be the same one. Lo and behold, it was. Are you okay? What happened?
Yes, I am okay. In fact, I traveled to Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota and went over the fence on a nuclear missile silo in a peaceful, nonviolent demonstration. I have done this before. This is the third time in my life I have done this. We, as a species, as a planet, are at a very crucial crossroads. You may know and may have covered on your program before that for a long time, for centuries, the Hopi Indians, the Hopi people in Arizona have had an ancient teaching that mankind would come to this fork in the road where we must choose whether we want to pursue the path of peace or continue to go down the path of warfare and destruction. And if we choose the path of peace, then all will be well, and the world will be a place of harmony and beauty. If we, however, choose to continue down the path of warfare, the future will be much more grim. I essentially made a sane and or cast a sane, enlightened vote for the peaceful, cooperative, harmonious option, which I much prefer to see. And it's my belief that more of us must do this. It's time, in essence, for we men, especially to man up, and also for us, you know, for those who are women to women up. What do I mean by that? If we want to be free, if we want to be sovereign human beings.
If we want to survive.
That's a big part of being a sovereign human being.
Yeah.
Then we have to decide whether we want to be a slave or free. And frankly, our system is rapidly morphing. I mean, our governmental and economic system is fast morphing into a type of fascist or neo-fascist regime. We have over 2 million people in jail in this country. I was recently one of them for more than 3 months.
They kept you for 3 months for that, Richard?
Well, yes, over 3 months. And we're involved in wars. We're on the verge of a new war. There's a very real chance that this country and Israel will go to war against Iran, perhaps before the year is out. I fear that if that happens, the consequences will be disastrous, perhaps extremely so. And for all of those reasons and more, I traveled to North Dakota and went over the fence onto a nuclear missile silo, silo H-8, at the intersection of 33rd Street and 76th Avenue.
Now, you knew they were going to get you, didn't you?
Eventually. Well, of course, and this was an act of conscious, nonviolent, creative civil disobedience. And, you know, there's a long history of this in American culture, going all the way back to Henry David Thoreau in the 19th century, who protested the war against Mexico and was thrown in jail, I believe, because he didn't pay the tax that the government was assessing to fund the war against Mexico. And then, of course, coming on down to the 20th century, we had the example of Dr. King and countless thousands of others who were very publicly arrested for violating a really ugly body of law called the Jim Crow laws to do away with racial segregation, not only in the American South, but in other areas of the country as well. And it was only because so many people were willing to flagrantly, consciously and publicly flout and violate a complete body of immoral and repugnant law that system of law known as Jim Crow failed. Had people not been willing to do that, it's quite possible we still would have Jim Crow or something like it, maybe even worse for all we know. My approach here is very similar. If we want to have a future free of nuclear weapons and free of the threat of nuclear warfare, then we individually need to do something. It needs to be something different than we're doing now. It needs to be something more than we're doing now. And I strongly suggest and indicate by my personal example that that something, whatever it is, be creatively nonviolent, because it is violence that is dragging us down to mutual ruination. This ceaseless round of warfare that the human race has been caught up into for centuries and even millennia is slowly ruining us, and now we have developed weaponry that is so powerful that we'd better not use it, George. We will regret it for centuries and maybe thousands of years to come if we do. It will be an awful, horrific day.
Yeah, I think so. I'm beginning to believe that mankind is on the cusp of something big, Richard.
We are, and I want to emphasize that the something big can be
good or bad,
and both at the same time.
Yeah,
and it's. I think it's true that I know you've interviewed people like David Icke and yes. Cliff High and similar thinkers and researchers, and I think they all make the point that at the same time that we have this horrific, evil planetary control structure. I don't know who these people are, or even if all of the beings caught up in this nefarious, dark, violent plot to control and subjugate the Earth, not only humans, but seemingly to strangle the life on the Earth in some ways, or in many ways. We have that on the one hand. On the other hand, we have an awful lot of people who are waking up to what is going on and not just getting angry, but getting enlightened. And in many cases, getting enlightened in a very peaceful and wonderful and loving way. I wish that at this point there were more people that fit that description. That's the bad news. The good news is that with every passing day, there are more and more of us. And this evil control structure, call them what you will, the Matrix, the shadow government, many, many names are given to these beings, whether they're human or non-human or both. They know this is happening. They can feel their power slipping away, or at least being challenged, albeit not in a way that they like. They understand fear. They understand violence. They understand warfare. They understand exploitation and oppression, because they foment all of these things on this planet. What they are faced with, though, is people like me, and even more so, people who are losing their fear, people who don't want to be violent anymore, people who don't want to be oppressed, people who are talking about freedom, but in this way, not by obtaining freedom through killing someone else, but by obtaining freedom through refusing to kill our fellow human beings.